Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. The final hour of the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker with the official Odd Couple side piece, Mr. Jonas Knox.
Hey.
That's right. In for Chris Broussard. Chris will be back tomorrow. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Jonas, before we get into Mr. Tom Brady and his rah-rah speech to the masses, today was the, I gave my final. You know, I teach at USC. I'm an adjunct professor. I teach introduction into sports media. And I want to tell you what I do for my final and what do you think of it?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, it's sports writing class.
Yeah.
I don't give a written test or anything like that. That's not what college is supposed to be for, right? It's supposed to be projects, you know, writing stuff.
And booze.
So they And yeah, all that. So they had to watch the final inning of the Mets-Red Sox World Series Game 6, 1986. And then they had to write a column off that game. For most of those students, they've never seen it. You know what I mean? They've heard about it. But that was the final, is that they had to write a column either from the Boston perspective or the New York perspective off of that game. Is that lame or is that fun?
No, I like that because – and it was so long ago that I think it really challenges people. It does a couple of things. One, they're going to learn stuff they've never known before. I always knew in school if I researched something, I could read and do whatever. But when I started writing it down, it made me more knowledgeable on the subject. For whatever reason, I could just remember things better when I started writing stuff down. And so the fact they're going to get an opportunity to break down something that happened so long ago, but that was really, really important, that's going to be talked about forever in the world of sports, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I thought something like that would be different for the students, but that is what the final was, and so that's it. And my little respite until next week when we start summer school. I'm teaching summer school as well. So this is the first year at USC I taught fall semester, spring semester, and summer semester.
Well, I think for the next final, you should have them write like a two-page essay on how the homeless guy got into the football facility. Like maybe you should write that. You know,
right.
Homeless guy at USC.
Was that guy white or black who got it? I'm just curious. I'm just asking.
I don't think he was either. I don't think he was either. He was. The best part is.
It wasn't until he wanted a jersey, a particular number, that they really realized he didn't belong there. Right.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't. It's like. Hey, man, which place is yours? Which dorm you staying in? And you go outside, and it's like, a Nokia box. You know?
Exactly,
it's,
right.
It's right over there, yeah. It's my. I'm the Samsung, the 80-inch, you know. Like,
Unbelievable. All right, let's talk about your favorite quarterback, Mr. Tom Brady.
Yes.
Making some news. Rob Gia, where are you? Can you jump in?
I'm always here when you need me, Rob.
We don't need to bring Rob G in.
Yeah, we need Rob G. Rob G, Tom Brady got up on, made some impassioned speech. Can you give us some of the details? Because, you know, he's the Norma Ray of the NFL now. You know,
good. Like that's right.
He's got a wife who makes a gazillion dollars. And he's Norma Ray now.
The NFLPA has been fighting the good fight for a while now. They're really upset at the NFL and what they're calling, you know, overzealous offseason workout programs. And they're pointing to last season during the pandemic when everything was done virtually. And they said, hey, look how great the product was on the field. We don't need to come in and do these workouts. We don't need to do on-field training. We don't do meetings in person. We can do it all from home. Well, Tom Brady jumped on their call on Friday. And apparently what he was saying is we need to have more unity amongst players, and he's expecting very intense negotiations between the NFLPA and some of these NFL representatives, including coaches of these own players. And according to the NFL Network, one thing that Tom Brady said, he said, quote, the NFL offseason is over-competitive And there's no effing pro baseball player throwing 95 miles an hour in mid-December. So implying, you know, the offseason is for the offseason. We don't need to be killing ourselves in person.
Now, this is where Tom Brady, this is like typical Tom Brady. First of all, the union should have been fighting for health care and better and guaranteed contracts. You know, that's where they should really put their fight in. But now here's Tom Brady to come save the day because he's been selling out his brethren for his whole career, taking less money than market value because, of course, his wife makes a gazillion dollars, so he doesn't care about that. But other guys have owners come to them and say, well, you know, Tom Brady took less. You know, we don't know how to run our books and to run the salary cap, so we need you to bail us out. So you should do that for us because Tom Brady did it for us, and you know what it got Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So first of all, he's always been a guy who sold out the brethren by doing that. Number two, now he wants this with no offseason because he's an old geezer and he doesn't want to come. And that's why this works for him and why he doesn't want to take part in it. Because all he wants to do is show up for game days now, have a cup of coffee, a sweet roll, and a chest x-ray, and he wants to play quarterback for Tampa Bay. This kills me. Really?
Yeah.
Tom, where were you when they needed somebody to stand up and fight, really fight against what the NFL was doing to the players with guaranteed contracts and all this other stuff? Really, they're going to fight for this? This is what they should unify for so that they can protect a 45-year-old quarterback who's trying to play till he's 60?
Yeah, listen, I hear you. Did you know Tom Brady was born in 1977? Can you believe that? Like, that's how old Tom Brady is. 2 years later, do you know what else was born? The movie Norma Rae, which you referenced a moment ago. What the hell are you talking about? Norma Rae? That's what we're pulling up in hour three? You pull a Sally Field movie from 1979 as the comp for Tom Brady because he jumped on a conference call to try and help the NFLPA? Norma Rae?
Is it about helping the NFLPA or helping Tom Brady? Really?
Of course.
Is it about him or Tom Brady? It's always about Tom Brady.
Look, you know how many players, and this was the problem that took place at the last CBA. And this is why guys like Aaron Rodgers and some of these other guys were pissed. Do you know how many players probably didn't even vote or didn't even check the email or the details or the fine print on what would be included in the CBA? And all of a sudden the vote came and went and everybody went, wait, what did we agree to? It's not Tom Brady shouldn't have to do this. Like, guys should know what's going on. They should know how to handle this stuff. Tom Brady shouldn't have to come in because the NFLPA is a disaster. D'Amore Smith has butchered this thing for years and years now. Remember all the talk? We were having conversations with people a couple years ago. You remember when the NFLPA was coming out, D'Amore Smith and these guys were saying, hey, we're telling you right now, next CBA, we're not going to play so nice. And what did they do, Rob Parker? They agree to everything. The owners got it all, including an extra game during the regular season.
They totally buckled under.
It's terrible. And the fact that anybody's got to come in this late in the game to try and speak up and represent the players because they've – like the Juwan James thing in Denver, the fact that the NFLPA comes out and tries to bite back at the league and say, oh, you know, that's embarrassing. That they would come out and expose our guy. Because here's what happened. They didn't make it clear to players when they were pushing for him, don't go to the team facilities. Don't go to the team facilities. Juwan James got hurt and might be out like $9 or $10 million because it was away from the team facility. Why were they pushing this narrative without giving everybody the facts? Like, they can't get on the same page. I'm not going to fault Tom Brady for getting on a call with these guys because, of course, he's going to look out for what's best for Tom Brady. That's why he went to Tampa Bay, because he was looking out for what's best for Tom Brady. I think the bigger issue, and we've talked about this before, people can bag on baseball all they want, man. There's not a league alive that wouldn't kill to have the strength that the MLB Players Association has. And the fact that this stuff has got to be done by Tom Brady, whoever, just goes to show you how flawed the NFLPA is. It's a
no
joke,
doubt.
Man.
They
it's
laugh. The MLB play, the players, they laugh at the other league.
Oh my
they
God.
Laugh.
Like,
because they cannot get over, like, the NFL, all it does is brag about the money it makes.
Exactly.
That's all they do is brag about the money they make, but they don't do what's right for the players. They give them phony contracts. They can cut them whenever they want. Jonas, all these other things. Okay, look, you got to take a pay cut, right? If you underperform on your contract.
Yep.
But if you overperform, you have no recourse,
yeah,
right?
You get franchised. You get franchised.
You can't, it doesn't even make sense. Who would agree to such a system that's so one-sided?
And that's why when I hear, because you know how this goes. Everybody today thinks they're going to get somebody on as a guest, or they're going to be invited to somebody's Super Bowl party, so they don't want to be critical of these players. But every time a player comes out and he complains about the franchise tag in the NFL, I'm sorry, man. How many more times do you have to go through this before you go, we got to take a stand? Like we got to put our foot down and take a stand. This is how strong the Major League Baseball Players Association is. Just think about this. The Houston Astros were caught cheating and won a World Series. And not only did they not lose their World Series rings or their World Series
trophy. Which
was
never going to happen.
Yeah,
right,
or their trophy. Rob, they didn't even get punished as long as they talked. That's it. As long as they had a conversation, and they didn't even have to come out and admit everything all the way through, because their Players Association has their backs through and through. Like, no matter what, hey, listen, people may not like this, but we got your back. We don't care what other people think. We got your back. And those guys have always had the better union and are always the envy of these other leagues, like the NFL. You think something like this would happen in Major League Baseball? You think Mike Trout would have to get on a call to try and encourage guys to rally around and try and make the most of a deal they just signed for the next 10 years. They're locked into this for 10 years.
And the other one, you know, the Tom Brady taking the pay cut and Patrick Mahomes agreeing, like the best quarterback in the league and everything going on, he got $63 million guaranteed up front. Can you, what kind of, really? That's what Patrick Mahomes got? How in the world could anybody else demand anything? And do you remember when A-Rod was going to go to Boston and wanted to take a pay cut to go from Texas? And what did the union say? What?
Absolutely.
You're
not
taking a pay cut. It's not happening. We don't care where you want to go.
And when people were sort of critical of the Fernando Tatis contract, when they looked at the deal and they said, oh, man, like, we get it that, you know, look, it's money and it's generational wealth and we get all that. But, man, why don't you just wait a little bit and maybe you'll end up earning more. Fernando Tatis is going to get every single penny of that. Every penny. This isn't
He's
one of
22
these.
22 years
yes.
old. They gave
yes.
him $300 million.
Yes.
And you know what, Jonas?
Every penny.
Every penny, and they could have waited 4 more years before he made any real money. That's how he would have had to play 4 more before he even sniffed any money. Are you crazy? Who wouldn't take 300 guaranteed?
I totally agree. The Bryce Harper contract, everyone, oh my God, it's a bat. The Albert Pujols contract, that's one there that just broke down, and he's no longer an LA Angel of Anaheim, Barstow, or wherever the hell they're counting the Angels from nowadays. But Albert Pujols signs that contract, and there's people going, oh my God, that's such a terrible contract. Yeah, for who? Major League Baseball is so strong that Albert Pujols, on the verge of breaking down, is going to end up making how much money in his career? That's a bad contract? We could sit here and complain about it all we want and say, man, why do teams continue to give these players these kind of deals? Because their union has their backs. Their union says, no, guys, trust us. This is going to get done. People doubted whether or not Bryce Harper was going to get paid. Guess what? He got paid. People doubted whether or not Manny Machado was going to get paid. Guess what? He got paid. If you're the NFLPA, pull the MLBPA aside and say, hey, man, how do you do it? Seriously, like, how's this done? So 10 years from now, we actually will put our foot down and stand up and do something about the fact that we feel like we're being wronged by the league. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
And now we got Tom Brady standing up and waving the flag in support of the union and leading people. All right,
it's all about the players. What do you mean? Come on.
Tom Brady being hypocritical with his recent comments about the NFL Players Association. We'll continue this conversation with you. We want to hear from you on this. 877-99 on Fox. Is this legit or is this Tom looking out for Tom as always? It is the Odd Couple with Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here. You there. It's Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Norma Ray.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio on a Magic City Monday. Oh, my. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob Parker and Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard, who'll be back tomorrow. And Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of the first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted at 99% of all places in the United States that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. 877-99 on Fox, talking about Tom Brady. Is this for the betterment of all the players in the NFL, or is this about Tom Brady trying to get out of practice because he's Methuselah? Which one is this?
Well, you know he's going to be still practicing, though. Like, that's the thing. He's still going to figure out a way to practice. He was practicing during COVID. But come on now. He's still going to be out there.
So what is this big fight for then? Tell me what the fight is about then, if he's practicing.
Because he cares about the league. Yeah, okay. He cares about his fellow players. And I think he wants them to enjoy the type of success that he's enjoyed. You know, yes. Like that's. I think that's what this is all
so
about.
So he should have a cheating class on reading other teams' defensive signals, letting air out of footballs.
That should be your final exam, the Deflategate debacle for Tom Brady and company. We do have some people who want to weigh in on this discussion here. Let's go to Keith, who's in Peoria, Illinois. Keith, you are on the Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. What's happening?
How we doing, fellas? How we doing?
Doing great. Keith? What's up, Keith?
How you been, Rob? Rob, y'all stop hating on Tom, man. Come on, brother.
Yeah.
Come on, Rob.
Agreed.
Like hating on my Lakers. I know you New York Knicks fans. Come on. But we can't help it. We got 17. Tom is trying to help the fellas out, man. It ain't that he's practicing. He's 43 now. Give a man a break. Give a man a little break. Every now and then when he tries to help the fellas out, let him do his thing.
Yeah, you mean when he was taking less money than the market value to bring down the market for everybody else? Is that what you're talking about? Damn. Come on, Keith. Get off the fanboy stuff. I'm just giving you facts. I'm giving you facts. That's all. You don't have to agree with me.
I know you are. You sure know giving me facts. Yes, you are. That's always. You can come with those facts. I understand you.
Keith, listen, as somebody who's got family who was from Monmouth, Illinois, about an hour from where you're at, let me just say something, man. I'm on your side here. I think Rob's got to stop hating on Tom Brady. Listen, I was trying to tell Rob during the break, Tom Brady reminds me of Norma Ray, and Rob didn't know what the movie was. That's what Tom's
it's
trying to do.
It's just mind-boggling. Like, Tom Brady, like, it's just like nothing happened. The cheating, got suspended. Give him a break. It's okay. It don't matter. He's great. No matter what happens.
Hey, tell me your knees didn't buckle a little bit when you saw Tom Brady and Tim Tebow in the news today. All right. Tell me the knees didn't buckle just a little bit for you.
I was like, my God. Can five years get here fast enough? That's all I want to know.
Isaac is in California listening to The Odd Couple. Isaac, what's happening?
How's it going, Odd Couple, Mr. Broussard, Mr. Knox? Thank you for taking my call. I'll try and make this quick.
Chris is off tonight.
Oh, Mr. Parker. Mr. Parker and Mr. Knox. Mr. Parker, I do apologize.
Disrespect.
No disrespect intended. None at all. Hey, but I don't think Tom Brady is being hypocritical, because I'm not sure when he had made this statement, but I remember him saying something like, you know, he was so used to the Patriot way, and he realized that there is a different way than to win than the Patriot way, that you can win multiple ways, you know. And so he was embedded for 20 years in the, you know, go to work every, you know, they all go to work, but, you know, hard practicing and the Bill Belichick way. And now he's maybe saying, hey, you know, like, maybe the NFL players, they need a little bit of, they need some help as far as, you know, make sure they are recovering, recouping correctly. And so I don't think he's being really hypocritical, because he's already mentioned that, yeah, there's more than one way to go about in winning in this league.
Yeah. And we appreciate the call, Isaac. Unfortunately, we all know that Tom Brady is going to tell everybody not to show up and practice less, practice away from the team facility, all that stuff. Rob, you know for a fact Tom Brady's still going to practice his ass off. So I'm not saying that he's trying to get everybody else to practice less while he continues to practice more and it makes him better than everybody else. But I just think we need to, you know, calm down on the Tom's really out to, for the benefit of the league. I just come on now.
I just don't buy it. I don't buy it.
I mean, I know we want to, you know, pretend like these guys are all in it for each other and it's all about the league and the union. But, man, there's a lot of players that are about themselves, man. There's a lot of – look, let me ask you this. If the NFLPA said, you know what, we're going to strike – all right, we're going on strike.
Yeah, good luck
with
that.
Yeah, and we're gonna go ahead and we're just gonna go on strike and we're gonna figure this thing out and we're gonna let them play by our rules as we move forward. If that were to happen, if the NFLPA were to do that, what percentage of players do you actually think would go on strike? Like, what percentage of players do you actually think would say, you know what? Yeah, we're okay with that. We're okay with giving up paychecks and sticking up for each other.
Like, 5%.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not, so this idea that these guys are all on the same team and everybody's all together and they're going to be able to figure this thing out as long as they stand and they stand side by side together. You already agreed to a deal. You already agreed to a deal for the next 10 years. So Tom Brady looks at this and says, all right, well, I'll jump on a call, tell everybody not to show up, and then I'm going to keep on working out. Dude, he got kicked off a field because he was working out last year during COVID. He's still going to work out. He's telling everybody not to work out. And I got to commend the guy for the fact that he's steering people in one direction while he's going in another. And that's what makes him the greatest quarterback of all time, as you've alluded to many times, Rob Parker.
Yes,
that's,
okay, I mean, thank you. Just threw up in my mouth. Thank you very much. All right.
I'm just saying.
I have only one question for the Dodgers. What happened, Lucy? World champion, World Series champion, Jerry Hairston Jr. has the answer next, man. What a debacle.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker, Jonas Knox in for Mr. Chris Broussard. Chris will be back tomorrow. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And one of the best guys on television, because I watch him locally, and you do too, Jonas.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's very good. Of course, he won a World Series championship with the New York Yankees. He works for Spectrum Sportsnet LA. He is Jerry Hairston Jr., and he's on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jerry?
Rob, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Doing great. Jonas Knox tonight in for Chris Broussard.
Jonas, what's going on? How you doing, man?
Good, man. Good. It's good to have you on. I know we were all hoping under better circumstances, but things have been a little rough for the Dodgers the past
few
days.
Jonas is being nice. I mean, what is going on? They've lost 15 of their last 20, started out 13-2. Everybody has a rough patch every so often, Jerry. You know that. You played the game. This is ridiculous. What is going on with the Dodgers?
Well, we're not playing well. I mean, really, there's no secret. You know, we're having a hard time hitting with runners in scoring position. And like you mentioned, Rob, every team goes through a rough patch. It could be in April. It could be in July. It could be in September. But we're just not playing well. I mean, we can't make any excuses. There's a lot of teams that have injuries. You know, we're missing an MVP caliber player in Cody Bellinger, missing key guys or a bullpen. Knable is out. David Price is out. But just overall, we're not playing good baseball right now. You know, we'll have a couple games here or there with an offensive outburst. We scored 14 runs a couple nights ago, and then the next day we score one run. You know, the one thing that, you know, if I was on that ball club that, especially on the offensive side, you know, I saw a stat, I think Joe Davis said it on air, the Dodgers are dead last with hitting with a runner on third base less than two outs.
Yep.
That's shocking to me.
I heard
That's
that
shocking.
Too. Couldn't
that
believe
is shocking.
It.
Shocking. If I heard that on that team, I would be irate. Because, you know, especially with the talent in this room, you know, hey, we got to get the guy in from third base. You know, we don't have a bunch of rookies on this ball club. We're a veteran team, you know, a championship team. And, you know, that just tells me, you know, you have to lock in, focus. You can hit a ground ball to second base and score that run in from third base, you know. You can hit a sack fly. You know, it's situational hitting. And I think once, you know, they hear that and refocus, I think they'll start playing better baseball.
And, Jerry, you mentioned it, the stat about runners on third base with less than two outs. I think they've lost, what, 10 one-run games this year? Like, that yeah. right there speaks to the difference of just that one run. You get three or four more of those, and that could be a difference maker later on in the season. So I think that would also speak to just their inability to win these close games, whether it be the bullpen or whatever. They've just not been able to get it done in tight games.
Absolutely, and that's a great point. You know, that's one thing. I've been on a lot of clubs, talented clubs, where you have a rough patch, and you know, we have players-only meetings. We'll just have hitters meetings. And we kind of air it out a little bit, but in a great way. You know, brothers have arguments. Me and my brother Scott are as tight as can be. We've had our arguments, you know. But that's healthy. You need that. But I think, you know, they're going to hear that stat and be like, all right, guys, enough's enough. We at least got
Jerry, are you there? Did we lose him? Jerry.
No.
Do we lose him? Oh man!
See, no, this is the problem. But this is the issue because.
And here's the other thing too. I wanted to say, Jonas, is the Yankees were scuffling to start the season.
Yeah.
All you need sometimes is one player, right? Giancarlo Stanton got hot, had a 12-game hitting streak, and he carried the team until the other guys started hitting. Right? So the Dodgers. That's what you're looking for. You don't need everybody to hit in order to win some games. You can you can ride a guy.
You know what I want to get, if we can get Jerry back on the line, I'd love to know his thought.
Here we go. He's back.
Jerry Harrison Jr. joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. Does great work covering the Dodgers for Spectrum Sportsnet LA, also a World Series champion. Jerry, Trevor Bauer spoke up yesterday after his loss about how he was upset about what was happening with the team. And I don't know Trevor Bauer at all, but how do you think that lands with guys in that clubhouse who have been there a long, long time to have this guy all of a sudden show up and, you know, 30, 40 games into the season, he's speaking on behalf of the team?
Well, I don't mind that he's speaking on behalf of the team. If I was his teammate, I would love that at least somebody saying something, saying what we feel. Because, you know, I don't care if you've been there 30 days, 3 years, 15 years, you can't like what's going on. And I like that Trevor Bauer says, listen, I'm not comfortable losing. I'm frustrated. And he did say, I don't want to speak on behalf of the team, but I'm frustrated. So he spoke for himself. But I tell you what, I would feel the same way. You know, if I'm a guy that's been there for years, I'm frustrated. You know, as big leaguers, we get paid to win. We don't get paid to show up. This is not college ball. This is not the YMCA. When you're in the big leagues, you get paid to win, especially when you're a team that is as talented as the Dodgers. So I have no problem with what Trevor Bauer said, and he said it with some backbone because he's been dealing. He has been better than advertised. You know, he's showing up, doing his thing, and like I said, I'm on the offensive side. Hey, man, we got to pick up our pitchers, man. Let's go. Our guys are doing their job. We have to do our job. It's almost like football, right? You know, if you got Tom Brady marching down the field scoring touchdowns, and I'm the linebacker, and we're giving up a touchdown every time we take the field, hey, man, we need some stops here. You know what I'm saying? We need to do our job because Tom Brady's marching them down the field scoring touchdowns. So,
listen, I know those guys, Justin Turner, Clayton Kershaw, all those guys, you know, high character guys. I know they're frustrated. You know, Mookie Betts, he talks about it all the time. I didn't come here to win a ring. I come here to win multiple rings, plural. So yeah, I know those guys, and they are high character guys. They want to win. And I really believe they're going to right this ship, man. And I like that they're going through something like this in early May because they won the World Series last year. Now they've hit a rush patch a little bit. I think it kind of will show them to be a little more tougher because you're going to have to go through some things throughout the course of a season, especially in the postseason, that will kind of help you out in certain situations as far as being a little tougher as a team. So I hope this definitely benefits the skid that they're going now, benefits this ball club.
Jerry, the NL West, the Dodgers have owned won eight straight division titles. It ain't as weak as it has been. I mean, you got the Padres at number two, right, in the number two spot, and you have the Giants playing surprisingly well. How tough is this division going to be, even when the Dodgers get righted?
Oh, we knew, you know, going players knew that this division was going to be tough. The Giants, like you mentioned, are pitching really well, man. Anytime you get good pitching and you play solid defense, you get a chance to win a lot of ball games.
Right.
You know, so the Giants are doing a good job of doing that. The Padres are going to be there. In the end, they're just too talented. They're playing good baseball. The Dodgers are right there. I think we're, as of today, we're two games back of first place. Is that right? Mm-hmm. And we have played terrible the last 2 weeks. Haven't been able to catch the ball. We mentioned earlier about the offense. And if I'm the Dodgers, I love where we're at. We're playing so bad, and we're only two games back. Are you kidding me? You know, that's how good we are. And like I said, if I'm going to be in that clubhouse, guys, we have played terrible. I mean, we're lucky to have won 5 of 14 the way we played. You know, say it in a joking way. But, hey, let's get back to playing our brand of baseball. You know, put the ball in play, catch everything. We have great defensive players on this team. We're going to get Cody back. We're going to get healthy again. And let's just get back to having fun. And once we do that, we'll catch a hot streak. We'll be right where we need to be.
Jerry, last one for me. What was the – you played a long time in the majors. What was the earliest into a season you knew that you guys weren't any good?
Opening day? I'm sorry.
Wow. I've played on some rebuilding teams. When I was with the Baltimore Orioles, and remember, when I was in that division, the Yankees were stacked. That was in their heyday, you know, 98, 99, 2000, almost won the World Series in 2001. They won on a walk-off, the Diamondbacks did. So that's when I was coming up. And we had to face the Yankees. Then we had to face the Boston Red Sox with Pedro and Nomar.
Oh.
So we knew us rebuilding, it was going to be a tough go of it. So we knew that we'd have a tough go of it in that division. But that's no excuse. You go out there and do the best you can. This Dodger team is not in that situation. This is no rebuilding. This team is certainly talented enough to not only win this division again, but win the World Series. And I think they're going to right the ship. You know, Dave Roberts, you know, a lot of fans are frustrated, but I really believe he's doing a great job, man. You know, he has his players back. The way he handles the press conference, if I was in that clubhouse, I would be thanking Dave Roberts, knowing that, you know, he doesn't throw us under the bus. He doesn't. You know, he has the players back. And this is on the players, man. You know, it's their job to perform. And, you know, Mookie Betts, Corey Seager, Justin Turner, these guys are going to get it together. They're just a great group. And they hit a little snag right now, but I believe as cold as you are, you can be red hot. I've seen this team be red hot.
And Jerry Hairston Jr. was also part of the trade that sent Sammy Sosa to Baltimore. Jerry Hairston Jr. was part of what the Cubs got back. How about that, Rob?
Let me rephrase that. Sammy Sosa was a part of the Jerry Hairston Jr.
That's
very
right.
Good. All right, I stand corrected. You are correct. Yes.
I've talked to Sammy several times. We were teammates in Texas. A lot of people know this. I knew Sammy Sosa since I was like 15, 16 years old. Because he was with the White Sox, so my dad was there, you know, still in the organization with the White Sox. So I knew him as a kid, and then we become teammates later with the Rangers. He was an incredible teammate in Texas in 07. He had his 600th home run with the Rangers. Just a great guy, and a lot of guys loved him on that team. Great teammate. I know he had some hiccups there in Chicago, but when he got to us in Texas, man, we loved him. And I still see Sammy every once in a while when I go to Miami. I hit him up all the time. Just a great man.
But the only problem is that did he realize he didn't have to bleach his skin white to play for the White Sox?
Easy.
Unbelievable.
That's another conversation.
I know, Jerry. I know. Hey, Jerry Harrison, Jr. Jerry, you know I couldn't resist that. I appreciate you.
Hey, Rob, after I hang up, I'm going to send you a picture of me and Sammy. He didn't look like that at all. This is just like 2 or 3 years
ago. No, you know what he looks now, right? I know. It's crazy. Yeah. All right, Jerry. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for the insight. Appreciate
Anytime,
it.
Guys.
Yep.
Anytime.
All right. The unbreakable record has been broken. We'll share our thoughts on Russell Westbrook's historic night. Next, it's the Odd Couple with Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Clorox.
Lemon pepper parlay.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. And what a Magic City Monday it's been. Rob Parker and the official Odd Couple side piece, Jonas Knox, in for Chris Broussard. Chris will be back tomorrow. So, yes, Yay. The Odd Couple will be in full effect. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Jonas, Westbrook has done it. They didn't win the game against Atlanta, but he got his triple-double. He broke the record. Yeah. What do you make of it?
Honestly, it just doesn't do anything for me. It's cool. Like, he's triple-double, and maybe I'm just desensitized to it because he's done it so much. But it's like I don't know. It just doesn't do anything for me. I don't know. Like, I was more impressed. Remember we were at the Celtics-Clippers game, and Lou Williams became the all-time leading scorer as far as six men go?
Right.
I think we were at that game. Like, that did more for me than this Russell Westbrook triple-double stuff. It just
You know what?
It feels stat stuffer to me. I don't know. It doesn't really resonate with me for whatever reason.
The one thing I will say, when he did it the first time and won the MVP, he deserved it. Their record was way better.
Yep.
Am I right? When he got the triple-double. So it wasn't empty stats. He wasn't doing a stat Padford kind of deal where your team is bad like the Lions and you're just putting up numbers. I'm sorry. I can't help
it. Can't you just let the guy move off to L.A. and just try and enjoy the second part of his career?
I'm scarred for life. I saw every down, you know, from day one. I'm just telling you. Okay.
By the way, anyway. How about the fact that the Lions like trade away their quarterback, and there's a possibility that 3 months later, Aaron Rodgers might leave the division.
I know.
Like, if they just held on a couple of months, it would have the best quarterback in the division, but they didn't because it's the Detroit Lions. No, I mean, look, it's good for Russell Westbrook. He's really fun to watch. I really do enjoy his play.
You know what I love about him the most? He plays hard every night.
Am I right? I love that. Love that about him. Never takes a night off. And you sometimes see him struggle because of it in the playoffs. He reminds me of one of those boxers. And you know this. There was always a boxer who didn't fight smart, but they fought hard. And you knew they would just stand in the pocket. They'd take way too much punishment. And their career maybe wasn't going to be what it could have been title-wise because they didn't fight smart. And Russell
there
Westbrook,
was a wrestler like that, Special Delivery Jones. You know who I'm talking about, the black wrestler who never won?
Special Delivery Jones. Yes, I believe he was on the red carpet for Norma Rae I believe so. He's the founder of Splenda, as a matter of fact. But it just like he reminded – so you see him in the postseason – and there are times where he just doesn't have a shot because he's gassed, man. I mean, the guy empties the tank every single night. So I love that aspect. I love the way he plays. I love his hustle. I also love the fact that he's just not into the constantly on social media.
Or the super teams, he's just kind of playing.
Yeah, he's not into all that. He loves his fashion and all that stuff, and he's very quiet and all. Like, I appreciate all that. It's just the triple-double, I just feel like there's been such a concerted effort to get it, and it kind of takes away the magic of it, you know? Like, it doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, it's quite an accomplishment when you think of the Big O doing it, right? And nobody having done it in like 30 or 40 years. Like, that was incredible. But I'm with you. It's good for him, but I don't think it moves the needle that much for most people. All right, Jonas Knox. As always, it was an absolute pleasure.
Yes, it was.
It was.
I mean, I'm sure we're going to get fired. But listen, that's what you wanted.
It wouldn't be my first time.
I'm just playing by your rules here, man.
That's it. All right, we'll be back tomorrow, no doubt. Chris is back, The Odd Couple, right here on Fox Sports Radio.